It is February the 25th, almost the end of winter here in the United States and North America and in more northern regions. I know some of you are inundated with snow, and just look at the beauty of it. It's gorgeous, and it's renewing the earth. No matter what happens to us, there's always something we can find that's beautiful, and that is God's will. But pretty soon, the little buds will be shooting out, and the earth will be saying, I'm back again. Come and love me. And how wonderful springtime is. I love springtime in our own life, and it doesn't have to just be in childhood. Every time we come back from a cycle of stress or a cycle of being dormant and needing to rest, we burst back with new energy and we feel like spring again. So we hope that that's what you will feel and receive from the blessings of Christ. I love to welcome our community by inviting you to speak first before I do. So I'm going to open our lines. I see that Elizabeth is on the call. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I'd just like to ask for a blessing for my sister, Virginia, who is making a massive change in her life and just would need some help from higher powers like Yeshua to help her make it all go smoothly, everything she's got to do. So if you could just put her name on the list, Virginia, I'd be most grateful.
Oh, I certainly will, and she's already on my list and in my heart.
Thank you.
And I know what it's like to go through massive changes.
Massive change, yes.
Oh,
Thank you so much.
Okay, and I see Stormy on the call. Hi, Stormy. Welcome today.
Yes, I was just doing my own personal Lord's Prayer, and I broke it down about 30 minutes to one word, and it was simply, hi.
Hi. I love it.
That's me. That's that springtime, and I keep that joy and laughter and humor in all of it. It's just
you do. You know, it's really true, and that's something we're going to be talking about. Our those of you on the call who are in our seminar later can remember that word. It's really about as simple as that once we're truly connected, once we're really in union with our Father. That's all we really have to say is, hi, I'm here. Hello, I love you. And receive the love coming back to us. So is there anyone else? I don't see anyone else in our queue right now, so I will just make an announcement.
I lost you there.
I was making an announcement when an alarm went off. I had to go correct that.
That's one of those highs.
Yeah, my announcement is to all of you who may have a calling to become a blessing giver. Now, I realize that God has led many of you into ways that you offer blessings as a way of life. Some of you do it as healing practitioners. Some of you do it as spiritual teachers or teachers of children. Some of you do it as caregivers of the sick or the elderly. Some of you do it as counselors for those people who are going through challenges in life. And it's not to make any less appreciation of all the blessings that you offer. Because one of the things I find so much in our community is that the people who come to receive blessings are already giving blessings. Not just you, Stormy, but so many others on this call are people who give blessings through their way of life. And it brings up a very, very important point. And that is our receivership for anything is very much conditioned by our giving of the same thing. From the oldest books in the Bible, there is a connection between the receiving of material prosperity and the giving of charitable goods to those who need, or just simply the giving of charitable goods to those in a community who can then distribute them in other ways. This is something that we have lost in our modern world as we deferred that responsibility to government offices, whether it's Social Security or other forms of welfare or FEMA or, well, it just goes on and on and on, the government services that distribute help and funds. But at the same time, those government services are costly and they consume the funds. And more than that, they remove us from the charitable act of giving directly. I remember, even when I was a child, families took care of their grandparents. The grandparents came to live in the families. If there was someone sick in the family took care of them. Or if the family couldn't take care of them, they secured the assistance of someone who could. In other words, people took care of people. What was, sometimes that wasn't enough in terms of material funds, but I'll tell you what was good about it, is that people loved each other so much more in a direct way. I remember as a child on before holidays, whether it was Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or even other holidays, our church would organize a gathering of its members where we would bring things ranging from monetary gifts to food, to clothing, to maybe household supplies, the various things that could be distributed, and then in groups of people, three or four that or five that could fit in a car, we went out and we personally met the people we were giving these things to. We got to know them. We got to care about them. We got to see them in their need, and it gave us a reference point to where we could go back again and help them more. And overall, I have to say that our country was in a better financial condition then than it is now. Yes, our gross national product is in the trillions, but so is our debt. Yes, we generate more funds in earnings annually, but we are cost more funds. And overall, our debt grows, and we're all feeling it. We're feeling it as a sense of depletion. We're feeling it as a sense of lowered energy, lower well-being, and even our health statistics are lower than they've ever been. And I really think that a lot of this has to do with the fact that we're pushing aside our sense of giving and helping and deferring it to others. You know, when I went through the hurricane here, there were three major forces of response. One were our local citizens who stayed to help people through it. And they were the most giving and generous and helpful of all. 3 days later, FEMA arrived. And you had to wait in lines and lines and lines and fill out paperwork and paperwork and paperwork. And then you got help from FEMA. And because that was so complicated, our major food supplier in Texas. It's a grocery chain that's local to Texas, but it's the best I've ever known. Other than I really like Whole Foods because of their organic foods and the specialty foods they have to offer, but our food chain in Texas is almost that good. It's called H-E-B. They jumped in. They brought in truckloads. We had parking lots full of 18-wheelers of H-E-B food, giving it freely to people. And citizens were there showing up to distribute the food to people or clothes or household needs. That's where the love was. And it made me feel what I used to feel as a child when we loved one another directly. And I have to tell you that opening up the chambers of your life to give freely opens up and eliminates your defense mechanisms that have built up against receiving. Why don't we receive? Why don't we? We need so much, all of us. I mean, we all could use more love. We could all use more health. We could all use more energy. We could all use more blessings in the sense of good direction, opportunities, sense of peace, well-being. Why don't we receive those more freely?
Linda?
Yes.
I am content. That simple word. H-E-B was content to let go. I was content to let go my last CD to you because I was content. And that's a key word in getting an energy to what you're talking about. I am content.
That is so true. That is so true. And thank you for that contribution. And you have attained that. But so many people have not. And it was to that that I'm addressing my question here. And that is that we, first of all, do not understand the meaning of surrender. We think it's giving up, and it's not. Surrendering is just letting go of our defense mechanisms. That's all it is. And what causes us to build up our defense mechanisms? Well, we feel like we need to be self-sufficient. We think we need to be self-contained. And what drives all of that is basically our ego. We think we need to be able to do everything for ourselves, or be really timid about asking for help, because if we ask for help, we might be less than someone else. And that's so not true. But the illustration I'm making about this is that when we give blessings, we receive blessings. And Stormy, that's the key for why you receive so many blessings, is you give them every day of your life through your music, through your state of being, through your attitude, your words, your love, and your feelings. And many people do this, and those who do receive. It's as simple as that. We receive, we give first, and we receive in turn. And so I really want to encourage you, anyone in our listening audience and in our community, to consider the value of becoming a blessing giver to your life and to your work, whatever it may already be. Even all the blessings you may be offering to others, what it may be, how it may be enhanced. We had a live conference call on Saturday, that was yesterday, in which many of our blessing givers joined with a number of people who were interested in coming to the seminar so that we could just share the meaning and the purpose of it. I recorded it, and I will be sending a link out to this week to our community so that you can listen to what was said. I realize sometimes, you know, timing is a problem. We all lead busy lives, and often the best time to just sit and listen is right before we go to sleep or first thing when we get up, and there's nobody talking then. So this is why recordings come in handy. This is why I record all of our webinars, so that you can listen at a time that works best for you. So I will be sending a link to that recording, and I hope you will make time to listen if this seems to be a calling to you. It could be that event in your life which changes your life into everything you wanted it to be, or back into all you thought it was going to be, and then things got complicated. You know, for most of us, life does get complicated as we move along, and we don't know how to take it back to its simplicity. So Stormy, congratulations on being able to do that. And to anyone else who has achieved that state of simplicity. But it's not so easy for most of us. Being out in the world, having a career, a family, challenges, and unpredictable things happening as we move along. I would love to have some more requests for blessings. If you're there, if you would like to ask for a blessing, we have time for more. And here we go from area code 78 on. You're on, and is this Desmond?
Yeah. What's up, Glenda?
Hi. Well, you know what's up with me. What's up with you?
You got, like, a few days to hang out, or...?
What would you like a blessing for, Desmond?
Well, I would just a blessing for blessings, and also and a strength to team up with my brother and also overcome any curses or any uncomfortable vibrations, and just be, like, being able to harmonize and being able to create space together and being able to basically fulfill the desires of our hearts and have fulfill our destinies and stuff and learn to, you know, bring as much wisdom into our lives as we can muster up and enforce the good as much as we can.
Well, that just about catches it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So that's what I need, because I just moved in with him, right? So we're just living together. And
really? Good.
Yeah, we haven't lived together for 3 years. So, we just moved back in together. So we're working on our relationship again.
Oh, good. All right. Well, God bless you on that. And yes, all the blessings and above we ask for you. And we have a wireless caller from area code 413. You're on.
Is this Sarah? This is June.
Oh, June. Hi.
Hi. No, I've been thinking about coming to the Houston area, and I'm looking forward to listening to what you recorded, and, you know, seeing if I can manage to do it and the flights and all of that. And I guess that's like a blessing for discernment about that. And also for when you were talking about love, you know, and how, so many things and have sort of, my father had a phrase, he called it, we were de-loving everything by making it so impersonal. And although we need organizations and structures of all kinds, more and more has been affected by things like insurance policies. You can't bring kids here or there unless you have the proper insurance, and all those kinds of things. It's important to have structures and good things, but it seems out of balance. That isn't, doesn't seem like a proper balance, you know, in the way of the personal system, the way we all help each other. That
I agree.
So I was thinking,
there are good
also,
in a world with this people.
Yeah, we need organization.
There's no question about it. But we can't allow that organization to separate us from one another.
Yes. Yes, and then, so I guess in a blessing on our all of us, you know, our culture, our system, all of us as people to, you know, to so that we find ways, you know, in our culture, in our lives to restore the ability to share and give, you know, and realize we're receiving when we're giving. It's not a loss. You know, something's happening.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so important. This is where I so cherish the blessings that Yeshua has taught me to offer. Because no matter how well off we are, there's always a limit to how far we can travel, how many hours of a day we have, how much energy we have. You know, in the material world, there are limitations. But this blessing allows us to escape the limitations of the material world, to reach people around the world abundantly with God's grace, with God's unlimited capacity for blessing, helping, healing, uplifting, and bringing people into a better situation in life. And that's what I cherish so much about it, because it's lifted me out of the stress and the agony of limitation.
And I think when I became a blessing giver, one woman had, one of the other people had a special feeling of connection to animals and to nature. And
yeah.
When she gave blessings, she was blessing the animals and birds and all the elements that make life what it is that we depend on and we're upheld by and we overlook.
Absolutely. And through spirit, we're connected to all of it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, June. And I hope to see you this time.
I hope so, too. We'll find out, right?
Will. And
I was just asking about it, and then I heard you call, you know, and I was like, oh, my.
Okay.
Something I can listen to.
Yes. Okay, you will enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm going to call from Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on.
Oh, hi, Glenda. I'm calling for a couple of, a friend of mine. Actually, it's two women.
Mm-hmm.
My friend and her sister. My friend lives in Florida in my neighborhood, and her sister lives on the West Coast. My friend fell and crushed part of her pelvis in December, and she's healed very well. She's gotten so much loving energy, and she's been doing very well. But in this last part of her healing journey, the side of her body, and particularly the leg and the knee, have had quite a bit of pain because they've had to take the unbalanced weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to pray for her healing in this last part so that her body can rebalance and align and she can move in comfort and grace.
I understand that completely. I sure do. What is her name?
Sandy.
Sandy, okay.
Yes.
And your friend on the West Coast, what is?
Her sister's name is Mary.
Mary.
This is a more profound problem. Mary has suffered mental and emotional problems for some years. But recently, she set the intention to starve herself.
Oh, dear.
And I am seeing her coming from a dark place, kind of moving up on a platform from a dark place into more light. But I really believe that she needs many more blessings to do whatever willing, whatever healing is needed under God's grace.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but she needs a blessing for and to be filled and surrounded by light. I've been holding her in that light. But she needs, I think, a lot more help. And I ask all the blessing givers to send that help to Mary and all of her family, which, of course, are very concerned.
Of course. Of course we will. And she's on our list and in our hearts.
Okay. Thank you,
thank you so much for your love and concern for other people. And since we're getting close to our blessing time, I'm going to quickly take a call from Sandra. Sandra, you're on.
Hello, this is Sandy. I would like to get a blessing for myself, please. I discovered Friday talking to my attorney that my workers' compensation hearing final settlement will be happening Monday at 8 a.m. California time.
Okay.
It was a real shock, and it's a serious injury from 6 years ago, wiped out the right side of my body, difficult to walk, caused me to have to retire early before I was ready, and basically the insurance company have been completely unfriendly about the whole situation.
Oh, and, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, workers' comp gets ugly sometimes. And so I thought I had worked through it. It's been a lot to work through because I myself was a very practicing healer and spiritual person for decades and meditation for 30-plus years, and it was hard for me to cope with how did this happen to me until I listened to one of your CDs, and I got my answer. And so I'm finding peace with it. I have acceptance of it. And I should say I pretty much thought I had until Friday when my attorney called and said, well, this is it. And we ended up talking about the case, and I realized I have not emotionally let go of it all. And I really want to move past it.
Okay. We will ask for strength and justice.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll remember you in my personal prayer, Sandy.
Thank you.
Well, it's that time, that wonderful time that we all came here for. So let us just relax. Be in a relaxed pose in your chair. Arms and legs uncrossed. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and your mind to take a vacation. This is not something to think through or think about or even direct with words from your mind. This is something just to release so that your heart can embrace it without interference or judgment or fear or any qualifying ideas about how it should be or what should happen. Just be in your heart so that you can be with God. And if the blessing givers will join me in standing, I will say my prayer to Yeshua, and then we will begin. O Lord of life, brother and friend to us all, we thank you for your graciousness, for your compassion, your companionship, your strength, your comforting, your courage, your acceptance of us as we are, and your ability to teach us how to be resourceful and abundant within whatever God has given us. To know that there are no limitations to our life. It is only we who have limited our idea about how our life will be, how our life will be supplied, and what our reason for being on earth is all about. Help us to discover from within your heart and from within the heart of each one of us, our hearts, that link to God through which all revelations come, that link to God through which peace and abundance and healing and awareness, creativity, and acceptance come. We ask now for the joy of being in your presence as you offer a blessing to us and to all that we love and all that we care about and all that we touch, that you shall move through our life outward as we pray. We ask this in the sacred love that you are, which you have given us. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to go and receive. So just lie down and rest for at least 7 minutes and allow yourself to just become one with the gifts of God. Bye-bye for now. Know that you're loved, and I look forward to being with you again next week.